Baptist churches have always emphasized witnessing.
我们浸信会一向很强调见证。
Every Christian sharing his and her faith.
每一个信徒都应该分享他们的信仰。
So as to lead others to faith in Jesus Christ.
以至可以带领到其他人去相信耶稣。
Over the years, we've had various training programs to help to accomplish this.
过往的多年，我们都有不停地有训练的课程。
We've had the four spiritual laws.
我们教他们四个属灵定律。
The Roman road.
罗马路。
Evangelism explosion.
福音大爆炸。
Steps to peace with God.
得到平安的路。
And many different programs like this.
还有很多不同的课程。
But all of these programs assume that the person you're talking to accepts the word of God.
但是所有这些课程都假设听的听众都是接受圣经的权威。
So these evangelism tools do not work very well if you're talking to a Muslim.
所以这些课程都没用，如果你的传福音的对象是回教徒。
Or if you're talking to someone who does not accept the authority of the Bible.
或者你是跟一些人，他根本完全不接受圣经权威的。
Several years ago, my wife Barbara began to teach conversational English and Bible at MIT.
几年前，我和太太Barbara在麻省理工学院教他们英语会话和圣经。
It turned out that most of her students, wives of students and students who came to her classes were from China.
原来大部分来上英语课程的都是从中国来的学者。
I was impressed to see how many of those who were interested in improving their English were from China.
我都很惊讶，发觉原来大部分想学好英文的都是由中国来的。
Many of them also would come to her Bible class.
很多学英文的都来上圣经班。
Even though they were not Christian.
虽然他们多数都不是基督徒。
So immediately we began to discuss what is the best way to witness to someone from China.
所以我就跟太太商量，究竟对于那些从中国大陆来的人，跟他们讲福音，怎样才可以有效一点呢？
Sometimes we would start talking to these students or to their wives, and we might mention something about God.
有阵时同佢哋呢啲学者或者佢哋嘅太太咧讲起信仰咧，讲起关于神咧，佢哋都会有啲反应。
And they would look puzzled and sometimes seem confused.
佢哋都显得好迷茫啊，完全明白我哋讲乜嘢。
So we realized that many of them, actually most of them, growing up in China. Had not talked much about God, did not think much about God.
原来我明白到咧，佢哋好多时候由中国大陆嚟嘅咧，佢哋都从来冇讲过或者完全唔认识关于神嘅嘢。
So evidently God was not something that they talked about very much, and also they certainly did not accept the authority of the Bible.
很明显，在他们生活上，他们都没有谈论过关于神的，当然也都完全没有接触过圣经。
It was about this time that I read somewhere that many in China were coming to faith in Jesus Christ.
但是同一时间，我又看到一些记载、一些报道，说很多中国人信了耶稣。
Now this was confusing to me. How could this be happening?
但我又好迷惑啦，点解可以咁样发生呢？
I think I was confused because most people simply accept what they are taught.
我係奇怪嘅地方就係，點解啲人咁容易接受人哋講俾佢聽嘅嘢嘅咧？
Most people tend to adopt the faith of their parents.
咁大部分人其實通常最容易咧都係接受佢哋父母傳落嚟嘅信仰。
Or of their society.
或者佢哋社會裏面流行嘅信仰。
And if you ask them why they believe something.
如果你問佢，點解你信啲咁嘅嘢㗎？
They will say, well, that's the way I was brought up.
佢哋話，我由細到大都係咁教㗎啦，啲人。
That's the way I was taught.
人哋係咁教我，咪咁信咯。
So I found it very curious that many in China are coming to become Christians.
所以我好出奇啊，點解咁多中國人會信耶穌嘅咧？
How could this be happening?
點可以咁樣發生嘅？
I also began to wonder how someone who grew up not thinking much about God could come to faith in Jesus Christ.
我咧就谂紧，点解有啲人由细到大咧都唔信神嘅？点解突然间会改信耶稣嘅咧？
I have a scientific background, so I'm looking always for understanding what is the process, what are the steps involved here.
我系一个研究科学嘅人，所以我通常咧要将啲问题咧做一个分析，揾出嗰个演变嘅过程。
What has to happen in their mind and in their understanding for them to come from not thinking about God to faith in Jesus Christ?
喺佢哋心思意念喺佢哋嘅理解里边咧，点样先可以由一个完全唔信嘅人，突然间变成一个肯相信耶稣嘅人咧
？And also, what are the basics of Christianity? What are the fundamentals?
最基本嘅基督教信仰，佢哋把握嘅系乜嘢咧
？What are the logical steps involved in a person coming from not thinking about God to actually embracing faith in Jesus Christ.
嗰個邏輯嘅演進過程啊，有幾多個步驟？佢哋由完全唔信神咧，變成去擁抱呢個信仰。
As I was processing these thoughts in my mind, I realized, well, the first thing that has to happen is they have to be aware of God.
當我喺度研究分析呢一紮過程裏邊咧，出現我腦海裏邊咧，第一個步驟就首先佢哋要認識有呢個神。
That's sort of a logical beginning point.
呢個係邏輯上咧最基本第一嘅第一步。
They at least have to start thinking about the question, is there a God?
首先他們入門的時候一定要想一下究竟有沒有神呢?
I would be interested to know each of you, your story of how God worked to bring you to faith in Him.
其實我也想知道你們每一個人的故事，有什麼令到你們會相信耶穌的呢?
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6,
在希伯来书十一章六节里面讲得
The Bible says, And without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
希伯来书十一章六节讲话，人非有信不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须相信有神，而且相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now this is a requirement for someone who wants to draw near to God.
呢個係對嗰啲想接近神嘅人一個基本要求。
For someone who wants to have a close relationship with God.
對於一個想同神有一個親密關係嘅人，呢個係最基本嘅要求。
But we're dealing with an even more basic question today.
但係一個更加基本嘅問題就係
How does a person start to believe that God exists?
一個人點樣開始相信有神存在咧
？Especially someone who grew up not thinking about God.
尤其是對於嗰啲咧由細到大都覺得冇神嘅人。
And it was at this point in my thinking that I met Xiao Dong.
去到依個階段咧，我就諗到呢個階段咧，我就遇到一個人叫做蕭東。蕭東，曉東可能。
蕭東。
蕭東。蕭東
Excuse my pronunciation. he was a postdoc, mathematician at MIT.
他在麻省理工学院的数学家，他做后博士研究。
And as we became friends, I learned that when he came to the United States, he was not a Christian.
当我们交了朋友的时候，他就告诉我，其实他来美国的时候还没信耶稣。
But he had become a Christian.
但他已经成为一个基督徒了。
So I realized, here would be a great opportunity for me.
所以我看到，这个一个很好的机会。
I could learn how someone who grew up not thinking about God could become a Christian.
开始学习到揣摩到一个人怎样由细到大都唔信有神嘅，突然间变成基督徒。
I might become a better witness.
可能可以帮助我做一个更好嘅见证。
Xiao Dong and I had how do you say that?
Xiao Dong,
Dong, Dong, Xiao Dong. Xiao Dong and I had many conversations as we became friends.
Xiao Dong 同我有好多机会倾偈，我哋做咗朋友之后，经常见面。
We often talked about his journey to faith.
我哋经常讲到咧佢信仰嘅道路。
And I was fascinated to study how God's Spirit had worked in his mind and in his heart to bring him to faith.
但我非常有兴趣想知道神怎样改变他的心思意念，令他可以接受这个信仰。
While I realize that this process is different for everyone,
当然我都知道信主的过程个个人都不同的。
It's not the same. God seems to work individually with each of us.
神呢会在我们每个人身上都要用不同的方法去成就他的意思。
But I was interested to learn and to understand how God had worked in this particular man's life.
但是我都很想知道在我眼前这个人呢，神怎样去改变他。
I think that understanding this process makes me a better witness for Christ.
因为我相信我认识到这个过程会令到我更加有效地见证耶稣。
And I share it with you today in hopes that God will use this to help make you also a better witness for Christ.
所以我们今天将我的领袖和大家分享，希望大家可以帮到你们能够更加有效地见证耶稣。
What was it that had made Xiao Dong aware of God?
有什么令到少东去认识到有神呢？
What had happened in his mind and heart to bring him to faith?
在他的心思意念里面有什么发生了令到他能够接受这个信仰呢？
When he arrived in the United States, he became a student at Stanford University.
他初初来到美国的时候在史丹福大学里面读书。
He was working on his doctorate in mathematics.
他在做他的数学的论文。
And there were some other Chinese students there.
那时候也有其他的中国的学者在这里。
And some of these Chinese students were Christian.
有些中国的学者呢本身是基督徒。
And they invited him to come to their meetings.
所以他请少东去参加他们的聚会。
And even though he was not a Christian, he went to their meetings.
虽然他都是未信耶稣，但他都照参加他们的聚会。
They took an interest in him.
他开始对他们有发生兴趣。
And they invited him to come with them.
他们都请少东去跟他们一起聚会。
So the first thing was that they took a personal interest in him.
所以第一步呢就是要那些基督徒呢开始有兴趣吸引一个非信徒。
And they reached out to him in friendship.
他们伸出友谊之手去接近他。
They were glad to include him in their meetings.
他们很欢迎这个少东这个人去参加他们聚会。
And he was glad to be included in their meetings.
少东也都很高兴去加入他们的聚会。
They would often share a meal together.
当然很多时候都一起分享食物。
Eat together and perhaps watch a movie about Jesus Christ.
可能很多时候一起吃东西，一起看讲述耶稣信仰的电影。
And afterwards they would have a discussion about the movie.
然后他们看完电影之后就有一个倾谈的时候，讨论的时候。
And usually this was held in someone's home.
通常呢，这些聚会都在某人的家里举行的了。
So soon he was no longer a stranger in America.
隔了没多久呢，他已经熟习了，少东已经熟习了在美国的生活了。
And he had some good friends.
他不再是一个陌生人，而是开始身边有朋友了。
But he was still not a Christian.
但他仍然未是基督徒哦。
Now they seemed to understand that Xiao Dong had to first understand about God, he had to first become aware of God.
他们都明白到要少东认识到有神，首先他要知道相信有神存在。
So the first thing that they did was simply to share how they had come to faith.
所以他们第一步做的呢，就是跟他分享他们信仰的过程。
How they had begun to wonder about, is there a God?
他们怎样解答这个问题，究竟有没有神呢？
For most of them, it also started with the question, is there a God?
对于大部分人来讲，第一步的问题都是，究竟有没有神呢？
Or did creation, the earth, everything that exists, including life itself, did it just happen?
究竟有这么多宇宙万物，有天地的存在，是不是突然间自己爆发出来的呢？
Now this was also the starting point for Xiao Dong.
这个也是少东的起步点。
He would later share that one of the main barriers for him becoming a Christian was the question of creation.
他后来也跟我分享过，他第一个最大的难阻他相信耶稣的，就是那个问题，究竟有没有创造这件事呢？
Often when atheists are teaching about the beginning point for creation.
好多無神論嘅人講到咧，世界嘅創造嘅時候
，they will argue that it just exists.
佢哋只係話，佢自己爆出嚟嘅啫。
Or that perhaps it started with the Big Bang.
只係一個宇宙大爆炸咁啊，出曬所有嘢噶啦。
Without any God or creative intelligence involved.
完全冇神或者任何有智慧嘅設計嘅參與嘅。
No purpose, no plan. It just happened.
佢自己爆出嚟嘅，完全冇目標，冇計劃嘅。
And when talking about the origin of life, they would perhaps say, well, it just happened quite by chance.
講到生命嘅起源咧，佢哋都話偶然間自己出嚟嘅啫。
A few years ago.I was watching a television program.
好幾年前咧，我就睇一個電視節目。
And it was being narrated by a very famous scientist.
就係由一個好出名嘅科學家佢所旁述嘅。
His name was Carl Sagan.
佢叫 Carl Sagan.
And Carl Sagan, he was narrating the program called Cosmos.
佢所旁述嘅紀錄片節目咧，就叫做宇宙。
He had a very relaxed manner. He was laid back.
佢係神態自若，好輕鬆嘅。
He was very charming and he was very articulate.
佢好有吸引力，好有口才。
And he had vivid and inspiring descriptions.
佢嘅旁述非常生動有趣。
And he had the most beautiful and amazing pictures.
咁佢用嘅圖像咧都係非常之漂亮，好有吸引力，好好睇嘅。
Pictures of stars and planets and galaxies.
影述天上嘅星體啊，天體啊，星球系統啊咁樣。
Pictures that were only possible with the most powerful telescopes.
嗰啲佢用嗰啲影像咧，全部係用最強勁嘅望遠鏡先睇得到嘅。
He had a nice voice and an engaging manner.
佢嘅聲線咧係好動聽，亦都佢笑容咧好親切。
And I was very fascinated. I was watching with great attention.
我係深深俾佢嘅旁述所吸引。
As he described how the world came into being.
佢開始描述呢個地球咧點樣出現。
In all these beautiful pictures.
咁有好漂亮嘅影像圖片。
Hot swirling ball of boiling. Volcanic eruptions.
呢啲火山爆發造成一個個嘅火球。
And meteorites bombarding the surface of the earth.
咁有流星咧就撞喺地球嘅表面上面。
He described how the earth formed.
跟住再又講地球點樣形成。
And how as the earth began to cool down.
地球點樣冷卻。
The rains began to fall.
咁冷卻嘅時候咧，就雨開始降落咯喎。
And the oceans began to form.
咁雨水積聚咧，變成各大海洋啦。
And all of this was accompanied by the most amazing pictures of all these processes.
一路講嗰陣時，佢一路都係用好靚嘅圖片影像咧嚟到輔助。
And I was watching and listening with rapt attention.
我係深深俾佢吸引，一路睇一路聽。
And then he casually said.
跟住佢就漫不經意咁講。
And then, quite by chance, life emerged.
呢啲嘢發生之後咧，突然間冇乜所謂嘅，突然間咁生命就出現咯。
I sat upright in my chair.
我突然間坐直喺張凳度。
And I said, "What did he say?"
我喺度大聲嗌，佢講咩話？
I began to talk to the television.
我開始對住個電視機講嘢。
Did he say what I think he said?
佢唔係講緊我諗佢講嘅嘢咧。
And then, quite by chance, life emerged.
個生命自己爆出嚟嘅，突然間。
And I said, "What?"
我大聲嗌啊
！You can't do that.
你唔可以咁講噶嘛
？That's not right.
咁樣講唔啱喎。
Suddenly he had lost my attention.
突然間咧，我就唔再佢失咗我嘅注意啦。
And as I sat there amazed, I would not have been more shocked if someone had set off a firecracker in the same room.
就算有個人咧，突然間喺我間房度咧點著啦，點著炮仗，我都唔會咁驚奇啊。
And I realized that he had stopped talking as a scientist.
我發覺喺嗰一刻咧，佢唔再係以科學家嘅身份講嘢啦。
He was not talking as an expert astronomer.
佢唔再係一個專業嘅天文學家嘅身份講嘢。
He had started talking about his personal beliefs.
佢一定係講緊佢個人嘅信仰。
That's not science. You can't do that.
呢個好明顯唔係科學，你唔可以咁樣講嘢嘅。
Someone watching me might have said, I think Dr. Beavers is losing his mind.
如果有人在那間房睇我咁樣對住電視機講嘢，認為貝博士發咗神經。
He's in there talking to the television set.
開始發癲啊，定係對住電視機猛講嘢。
Right in the middle of his details.Eloquent description of creation.
当佢好科学化咁描述创造世界嘅存在嘅时候咧
，all of these scientific descriptions.
所有呢啲咁合乎科学嘅描述
，right in the middle of that, he had stuck in his personal faith.
喺呢啲咁讲紧科学嘅场合咧，佢突然间执咗落去自己嘅，加入咗自己嘅信仰信念。
Up to this point, it was all science.Scientific descriptions, fact, things that you can observe.
直到目前為止，佢都仲係講緊呢啲科學嘅證據，有啲嘢你可以驗證嘅。
Things that could be proven, things that could be observed by others.
嗰啲科學證據係任何人都可以睇得出嚟嘅。
But right in the middle of these scientific descriptions,
當講緊呢啲科學嘅描述嘅同時
，he had stuck in a faith statement.
佢加入咗自己信念嘅宣言。
Something that cannot be proven.
佢講嗰啲咧冇辦法證實嘅嘢。
That was his personal faith.
嗰個係佢個人嘅信念嚟啫嘛。
And his personal faith is there is no God。
佢個人嘅信念係冇神嘅。
It all happened by accident。
都係冚唪唥都係意外爆出嚟嘅。
It all happened by chance。
都係偶然出現嘅。
But there is no scientific evidence to support that。
但係完全冇科學證據去支持佢嘅。
His faith system。
佢嘅信念嘅系統咧。
Says that.Creation has no purpose or no design.
就係創造本身係完全冇設計，亦都冇目的嘅。
There's no intelligence, no plan.
冇智慧，亦都冇計劃。
Creation happened by accident.
創造本身係一個意外。
Life happened quite by chance.
生命嘅起源係完全偶然。
A random, unintentional occurrence.
完全冇設計、冇意識嘅出現。
And in that moment, he stopped speaking as a scientist.
在那個時候呢，他不再以科學家身份講嘢。
And began speaking about his religion.
是講緊傳授緊他自己的宗教。
His personal religion that says there is no God.
他個人的宗教信仰是沒有神存在。
If you ask the question to Carl Sagan, is there a God?
如果你問 Carl Sagan, 究竟有沒有神呢？
He would say no.
他當然說沒有啊。
But that is not science, that is faith.
But 呢個係佢個人信念，絕對唔係科學。
小東 had said that the idea of a creator God was a barrier.
小東話要相信有一個創造嘅神咧，係佢信仰構成最大嘅障礙。
And he had to overcome that barrier in order to come to faith in God.
佢一定要克服呢個障礙，佢先至可以信靠耶穌基督。
But there are many scientists.Who also believe that there is a God.
但係都有好多科學家咧，相信係真係有神嘅。
Some very good scientists.
佢哋都係好成功嘅科學家。
And they have a different faith statement.
佢哋有個又完全唔同嘅信仰宣言。
Their faith statement believes in God.
佢哋信仰嘅宣告就係佢哋相信有神。
And believes in the Bible.
佢哋都相信聖經嘅説話。
Now the Bible does not debate these questions.
聖經裏邊咧唔係辯論呢個題目。
The Bible simply declares that God exists。
聖經咧基本上就宣告神係存在嘅。
It declares that He created life。
佢哋宣告神創造咗世界。
That He created the world。
佢創造成個世界宇宙。
It is no accident。
呢個唔係意外。
It is no random occurrence。
唔係偶然發生嘅事。
And it is not without purpose。
呢個亦都唔係冇目的嘅創造。
It took a long time for Xiao Dong to reflect.
少东在这个问题上面想了很久。
Did creation just happen by chance?
究竟创造是不是真的偶然出现的呢？
Or could there be a creator God?
会不会真的有个创造的神呢？
What makes more sense?
哪样东西更加合理呢？
It took a long time.
少东想了很久很长时间。
Finally, he decided that he did believe that there is a God.
最后少东决定相信真的有个神。
But what is God like?
但是有神，神是怎样的呢？
How do you know what God is like?
你怎样知道神是怎样？
His friends gave him a Bible.
所以他朋友咧送咗一本圣经俾佢。
And he began to read the Bible.
咁开始读圣经咯。
And as he read, he was learning more and more about what God is like.
咁又读嗰阵时咧，佢一路越学习到咧，认识到神究竟系点样噶啦。
He saw that the Bible declared that God created the world.
圣经宣称神系创造天地。
In Genesis chapter 1 that we read earlier, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
在刚才读的经文里面讲了，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊变黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
Darkness was upon the face of the deep.
渊面是黑暗。
There was no light.
完全没光。
And without light, there's confusion and uncertainty.
没光呢，就有混乱，有不清楚的地方。
But God was there in the creation process.
但神呢，就在一个创造的过程里面。
And God said, let there be light.
神就说，要有光，咁就有光啦。
And immediately there was light.
咁光就出现啦。
Here we see His power and His presence.
咁我哋睇到咧神嘅存在，佢嘅大能。
He is there and He speaks and the elements obey His voice.
佢喺嗰度，佢讲嘢，咁所有嘅基本元素就跟住佢嘅命令出现。
There's also something deliberate and intentional about this.
我哋都睇到咧，呢个系有一个蓄意，有一个意识嘅创造。
God is aware of the darkness and he says, I'll deal with that. Let there be light.
神看到这个黑暗，于是他要清除这个黑暗，所以他创造了光。
And we see that in this there is purpose.
我们知道这些全部都是有目的的。
Not only is there a God, but he is powerful.
不单只有神，而这个神是有大能的。
And not only is he powerful, he is purposeful.
不单只有大能，而是他是有意识，有目的的。
Light does not happen by accident.
光的出现不是一个意外。
God created the light.
神创造了光。
小东 was learning about God.
少东就开始认识到神了。
And the more he read about the Bible, the more he realized the characteristics of God.
越读得多圣经咧，就越认识到神嘅性格。
He is present.
神存在。
He is powerful.
佢系大能。
He is intelligent.
佢系高度智慧。
He is purposeful.
佢有目标嘅。
He designed the world.
佢设计整个世界。
A little later on, in the same passage, Xiao Tong saw that God created living things.
再迟啲咧，少东就睇到神亦都创造咗生命、生物、生物。
Yeah, plants and animals and fish in the sea.
有植物啦，有动物啦，有海上嘅鱼啦，天空嘅飞鸟。
Birds in the air and beasts in the field.
田间嘅走兽。
And finally, he created human beings.
最后佢创造咗人类。
But not like other animals.
但佢做人咧，唔同做其他动物完全唔同嘅。
The Bible says he created human beings in his own image.
圣经讲佢创造人咧，系按照自己嘅形象。
God put man and woman in charge of his creation.
人咧就安排男人同女人去管理佢其他嘅创造物。
He gave them authority.
佢俾佢哋有呢个权力。
And he told them that they were to rule over his creation.
话俾你听咧，要同我管治所有嘅我创造嘅嘢。
Xiao Tong continued to read. He learned many other things about God.
当少东继续睇圣经嘅时候，佢就认识其他关于神嘅事。
God was not an impersonal God.
神咧唔系一个冇人性嘅神。
God cared.
神是关心人的。
He cared about his creation and he cared about the human beings.
神关心他创造的，包括他创造的人类。
And he desired relationship with these human beings that he had created.
他创造了个人，他喜欢跟他们建立一种关系。
Whom he had created in his own image.
他是按照自己的形象创造人。
Now I think that that term in his image means that we have the capacity for a loving, close, personal relationship. relationship with God.
当建立创造按照自己形象创造意味着我们人是有这个能力去跟他有一个很亲切个人化的关系。
God is not a God who just created the world and the natural law to govern it and then went off and forgot about it.
神不是一个创造完世界就有一个自然定律去决定一切，他就走开不理了。
Like a watchmaker who puts the watch together and then sets it on the shelf to run and then he goes off and forgets about it.
不是好像一个整钟表的人整完一个表之后就摆在架上面，他就走开不理了。
Shaotong was learning that God is a loving God.
少东开始睇到咧，个神创造嘅神咧，本身系一个有爱心嘅神。
In 1 John 4:8, it simply says God is love.
约翰一书四章八节，基本上就话神本身就是爱。
In John chapter 3, he read, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life.
约翰一书三章十六节都讲咗啦，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is a loving God.
呢个系有爱心、有爱心嘅神。
This is a God who desires relationship with us.
呢个神系佢希望同人有一个爱嘅关系。
So God is personal.
所以神系一个有个人性格嘅神。
God seeks for us to worship Him as you are doing here today.
神系希望寻求人对佢嘅敬。拜好似我哋今日做紧嘅事一样。
And God so desires this relationship with you and me.
神去追求，咁想追求同我哋有一个人嘅关系。
That He chose to reveal Himself not just in creation.
佢选择咧唔单止系创造，而且系将自己向我哋显现。
But to reveal Himself in a very personal way.
佢用一个个人嘅关系向我哋显现。
Through Jesus Christ.
透过耶稣基督。
In John chapter 1, no one has ever seen God. The only Son who is from the Father's side, He has made Him known.
约翰福音一章十八节话，从来没有人看见神，只有从在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
It's interesting to note that at the time of creation, God was certainly there.
你都好有趣嘅事咧，就系喺创造嘅时候咧，神当然喺度啦。
But not only was God there, His Spirit was there.
但唔单止净系神，神嘅灵都喺度。
The Bible says, "And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters."
圣经话咧，神嘅灵运行喺大水之上。
God was there, God's Spirit was there, but also Jesus Christ was there.
又唔单止神嘅灵喺度啊，连耶稣基督都喺嗰度。
And we find this in the New Testament.
我哋喺新约圣经里边揾到。
In the beginning, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ. And the Word, Jesus, was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
约翰福音一章一至到三节好清楚讲，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是藉着他做的，凡并做的没有一样不是藉着他做的。
And also in Colossians chapter 1,
在哥罗西书第一章,
Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
哥罗西书第一章十五至到十九节讲到，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，是在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他做的，无论在天上的、地下、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是藉着他做的，又是为他做的。他在万有之先，万有是靠他而立，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
When you send your children to school, when they start to learn how to read, the first thing that they must learn is the ABCs.
当你送你的子弟入去读书的时候，他们第一样要学的东西就是那些字母，就是 ABC 了。
When your children are watching the television programs for children,
当你的子弟看电视的教育节目，
they often will hear the ABC song.
很多时候唱字母歌的。
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. You probably heard your children sing this song.
可能听着你的子弟唱字母歌，我不懂用中文唱。
So, as Xiaodong is moving toward faith in Christian in Christ, he has to learn his ABCs.
少东开始学习去相信耶稣的时候，他亦都要从 ABC 开始学。
For Xiaodong, A is for awareness of God.
对于少东来讲 ，A 咧就系要意识到有神。
He had to first become aware that God exists.
他一定要首先意识到咧神存在。
Aware that God is powerful and personal and intelligent and loving and caring.
认识到神咧有大能、有智慧，而且有个人嘅性格，亦都好关心人。
And he had to learn the letter B.
要学字母 B 啦。
And the letter B is for believing the Bible.
B 代表相信圣经。
Believing in God.
相信神。
Not only knowing, but also believing.
不是只是认识，而是直头相信。
And from the Bible, he learned about Jesus and the full revelation of God.
透过圣经，他就可以认识到关于耶稣、关于神全部的启示。
So he had his A for awareness, and he had his B for believing.
他学了 A 啦，就是意识；学到 B 啦，就是相信。
But he also needs to have the important letter, the C.
但系佢都要学一个重要嘅字母就系 C 啦。
So he had to respond. He had to become convicted of his sin. This is C. Is convicted of sin.
佢要意识到认罪啊！佢要透过佢。先時的意識到有神咧，轉到佢認為
即係有罪。He had said that the first barrier that he encountered was the barrier of believing in a creator God.
佢嘅第一個信仰嘅阻礙咧，就係要相信一個創造嘅神。
But now he encountered the second barrier.
而家接觸遇到第二個信仰嘅障礙。
And the second barrier was being convicted of sin.
呢個障礙咧，就係要承認自己有罪。
Being able to admit that he's a sinner.
佢要承認自己一個罪人。
Being able to admit that he's made this terrible mistake that he's gone against God.
佢要承認咧，佢反對神咧係一個大嘅錯誤。
This was very hard for him.
呢個對於佢嚟講係好困難嘅事。
Because he had been always a very obedient child.
因為佢由細到大一個好聽話嘅孩子。
He had done what was expected of him by his parents.
佢父母對佢嘅要求嗰啲全部照做。
He had done what was expected of him in his society.
佢啲社會對佢要求嘢都做到足。
And now to say he is a sinner, he did not want to do that.
你要佢承認自己一個犯錯嘅人咧，佢絕對係唔願意嘅。
It took him time to realize that his wrongdoing was not against his parents or against his society.
需要好耐時間先明白得到咧，佢所犯嘅錯誤咧，唔係冒犯佢嘅父母，亦都唔係冒犯咗個社會。
But his wrongdoing was that he had turned away from God.
佢最大嘅錯誤咧，原來就係佢違背咗神。
He had chosen his own way against God's way.
佢選擇自己嘅道路，拒絕神嘅道路。
And he was guilty as a sinner.
咁佢係喺呢方面咧，就係被定為有罪。
So A, he had become aware of God.
所以 A 佢要意識到有神。
And B, he had believed in the Bible.
B 就係佢要相信聖經。
And believed in God.
都相信神。
And believed all of these things about God.
亦都要相信所有傳述關於神嘅事。
And even believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
甚至要相信耶穌基督就係神嘅兒子。
The Holy Spirit had revealed God to him.
聖靈將神向佢表明出嚟。
The Holy Spirit had worked in his heart to make him accept God's truth.
聖靈在他心裡面動工，令他接受神啟示的真理。
And the Holy Spirit had brought conviction to his heart.
聖靈也在他心裡面令到他被定罪。
But that was not enough.
但是這樣也不足夠。
He was not there yet.
他还未到终点。
The letter C was not complete. Even though he had come under conviction, it was still not complete.
那个 C 的字母他还未学得足，虽然他已经知道自己有罪。
Because C is also for confession.
C 还代表认罪。
He had to confess that he was a sinner.
他一定要为到他自己犯罪承认错误。
He had to confess that not only did he need God, but he needed God's forgiveness.
他不单只要承认他需要神，还要需要神的赦免。
And there's a third C.
还有第三个 C.
This is the most important C of all.
第三个 C 是最重要的。
And this is the C of commitment.
这个是委身的 C.
Not only being convicted of sin,
不单止知道自己有罪
and not only confessing, yes, I'm a sinner,
不单止公开承认我是一个罪人
not only confessing, yes, I believe in God,
不只是承认我相信有神
yes, I believe in Jesus,
我相信有耶稣
but making the commitment of your life to follow Him and obey Him,
但要做这个决定去终身追随神
this is the most important step of all.
这个是所有步骤里面最重要的
Because you can be aware of God
因为你可以 相信知道有神的
You can know what God is like
你可以知道神是什么样
You can know that you're a sinner and need His forgiveness
你都知道你有罪你需要祂的赦免
And you can believe all of these things
你可以相信以上讲的一切
You can even be baptized and join the church
甚至你可以受浸加入了教会
But if you have not committed yourself to follow and obey God, then you're not a full Christian.
但是如果你仍然未能够将生命交给神，终身要追随遵行神的话，你仍未是他的信徒。
Jesus said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, but he who does the will of my Father.
耶稣讲过，不是所有称呼我主啊主啊都是信徒，但是是只是那些遵行他父旨意的人才是他家里的人。
So Xiaotong has completed his ABCs.
少东就做晒学晒佢 ABC 啦。
Aware of God, believing in God.
佢哋知道有神，亦都相信神。
But confessing his sins.
佢承认佢嘅罪。
And making the commitment to follow him.
要作出呢个委身，终身追随神。
To obey him.
去服从神。
To let him be the Lord of his life.
让神成为他生命的主人
He's made that commitment
他做了这个决定
We learned some months ago that his wife also has made that commitment
几个月前我知道他太太也做了这个决定追随神
So she has completed her ABCs
所以少东太太也完成了他的 ABC 了
And the question that I leave you with today is Have you completed your ABCs?
我给大家的问题就是你完成了这几个步骤没有
Not just knowing everything that you need to know,
不只是识晒你需要知嘅嘢
or just believing everything that you need to believe,
不只是相信你所有需要信嘅嘢
but committing yourself,
而是将自己委身俾神
to follow and obey,
去追随信服神嘅意思
to make him truly Lord of your life,
让佢真正成为你生命嘅主人
I leave you with that question,
我将呢个问题留低俾你啦。